July 3, no place for pride. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. 1 Peter 5, 5 and 6. The Lord has given abundant evidence of the truthfulness of his promises and threatenings. His people may trust his word. Will they then, in the face of light and evidence, follow a course of their own choosing, independent of God's ordained agencies? Even good men need to be guarded on every hand, lest they shall become so elevated over the blessings God has given them that the applause and praise from worldlings shall be as a stimulus for them to display their great wisdom and acquisitions. The Lord sees, the Lord knows, he will certainly humble all such aspirations, for he hates pride and selfishness and covetousness. The more prosperous the work may be in itself, the less appropriate it is for men to exalt themselves as though they were the ones who should be lifted up. Our trust must be in God. He has entrusted men with abilities and capabilities that they may act a prominent part in his work. Let them take heed how they shall exalt themselves. The set time to favor Zion will soon come. God has provided men and means whereby his work shall be accomplished. He will not leave his people to shame, but will accomplish his work. His work will move just as he has ordained it to move. Our covenant with Christ unites with the majesty of an omnipotent king, the gentleness and tenderness of a caretaking shepherd. Please read the 42nd chapter of Isaiah. God desires men to understand the claims he has upon them. He will judge any man who shall interpose between his fellow men and their God to lead them into paths not cast up for the ransomed. Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. Acts 15:18. He has ordained that his work shall be presented before the world in distinct, holy, sacred lines. The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, but by the gentleness of the inspiration of his word, by the operation of his spirit in the soul. His work in many places of the world would now be much farther advanced had not man interposed between the people and God to do a work that God has not appointed. Letter 93, July 3, to Elder G.A. Irwin, President of the General Conference.